Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. Give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact, or alternatively, you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by Rachel Finch, Digital Marketing Manager at Site Visibility. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's the end of a long week, so I'm all good. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Now, tell us a little bit about you, a bit about your background and what you're doing at Site Visibility.
Sure. Well, I am the Digital Marketing Manager at Site Visibility. Yesterday marked my third week here, so I'm still very new, learning the ropes. It's actually my first agency side job, so there's a lot of different kinds of processes, but I'm really enjoying it. I've settled in, made myself at home. But my background, really, I've been in digital for about 7 or 8 years, which was a bit of an accident. I did my degree in film production and surprisingly found that film's actually quite a hard industry to get into. So I actually fell into marketing a bit by accident during the time when there was a big shift and a big change online. So a lot of the changes around Google algorithms changing and forcing people to think a lot more about their content, and a lot of dramas about link penalties and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yes. There was a lot of upheaval, wasn't there, in the industry?
Exactly, yeah. And actually, at that point, I didn't really know that that was going on. That was really when I fell into things. And I tend to get really inspired by people around me. I had a few mates, and my partner is a technical SEO executive as well. He got me into this SEO thing and took me along to Brighton SEO. And that was really where I caught the bug for digital marketing and technical SEO in particular. I was kind of blown away by how exciting and creative it was. And I love the diagnostic part of digital marketing, figuring out how to meet brand goals and that kind of thing. Mm. So, and also the fact that everything changes all the time, every day, every hour.
Yeah.
That just means that I have to keep learning, and that's something I love as well. And I founded a company, a not-for-profit company called Brighton Digital Women, which is actually a community of people who get together to collaborate and discuss and explore digital together. But that's with the added aim of trying to raise the profile and representation of women working in digital marketing and also other tech industries. So we get together once a month to listen to people speaking, have discussions. It's all very informal, lots of Prosecco flows. So, yeah, it's a nice time. Nice time had by all, hopefully.
That's really good. So this Brighton Digital Women, what's the attendance like? How long has that been going?
So it's been about 3 years now. It'll be coming up to 3 years in August. And we started off, it was just me and two other girls I hunted down on Twitter.
Yeah.
Meeting in the pub and having a drink. It was very similar to Brighton SEO in actual fact. And we sat there in the pub and we talked about what our jobs were, what pressures we had, that kind of thing. And just really, really bonded over that. And we really wanted to make it more of a purposeful meetup.
Mm.
So that was, 3 years ago. And then since then, we've grown to hosting monthly meetups where we have three speakers talking around a theme. So in May, we're talking about free speech online. So it'll be themes like that. And we usually get about 60 to 80 people signing up now, which has obviously grown like massively in the last 3 years.
Sure, yeah.
And we're looking at putting on a larger kind of one-off conference next February. So, yeah, that's very exciting. It's going to take a lot of time to plan, but it's all good fun.
Well, make sure you send us links and we'll put those in the show notes. Now, I wanted to talk today. I wanted to sort of talk around, he says, tapping the table, making annoying noise in the mic, sort of all around sort of careers and learning and development. Yeah. And I know that when... I know in your previous life, you were mentioning just before we hit record that you were kind of finding it quite lonely. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering about networking and community and how important this is sort of for professionals who are sort of pursuing a career in this.
Yeah, so in my previous life, pre-Site Visibility, I was working for a travel company called Travelopia, who had maybe about five or six separate educational travel brands underneath it. Mm. And I was the only in-house digital marketer for those seven brands, which is a lot of work on one hand, but a lot of autonomy on the other. So anything that went well, it was always down to just one person, which was me, which was lovely. But obviously, on the flip side, that was all down to me too. So working in-house was actually quite difficult for me because it was quite lonely, which sounds very sad. And that was part of the reason I started Brighton Digital Women, in order to access a community of people working in the same industry as me, which meant that that opened up a lot of collaboration. Day-to-day work meant that if I had a question about canonical tags or hreflang or anything like that, people would stare at me blankly and not really understand what I was saying and what the implication of those things were. So having a community is massively important. It helps you not feel alone in what you're working on. It could be a meetup group that has a focus on a specific area of digital marketing. In Brighton, we've got a lot of meetup groups, specific ones around UX or coding. And they're amazing because people go there and they learn and collaborate, but they also make friends. And I think that's a really important part of networking. And I think that's what people are looking for from networking now. It's got quite a cringy reputation and it feels like something you have to go and do.
Yes.
But I think in the last 5 years, digital people are really realizing that there's more to it and that they can find what they need from there. They're taking traditional networking and flipping it to mean more and to be more personal and definitely to have a lot more purpose. So, yeah, like another way when I was in house that I kind of tried to cultivate community and feel less lonely was building relationships with like our suppliers. So we had an external dev agency and PR agency and actually building relationships with those people. I highly recommend anyone who's sort of in a similar situation to do that because it sort of like expanded my team. So I had people I could talk to about technical SEO issues or UX, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that I could go and work for their offices and that kind of thing. So, I really recommend sort of getting close with your dev agency or your PR company or your SEO agency because, they're there to help you and they've got your best interests at heart as well. So that really feeds into it.
It's interesting, actually, because you were saying that networking is quite cringy. I used to go to a lot of networking groups in years gone by, and you're right, they can be quite cringy. I think everyone's trying to... Sometimes it depends on the group or the culture in the group, but sometimes people try and sell to each other, don't they? But it must be a bit different if you're building a community of sort of like-minded sort of professional people that aren't particularly looking to sell anything. They're just looking for a bit of mastermind grouping. It's a bit of an old-fashioned sort of Napoleon Hill type approach, but it must be different in that respect.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Brighton is such a digital-centric kind of place anyway. Outside of London, I think it's probably the biggest digital hub in the UK. So there's a lot of people who are really passionate about what they do. And, you know, there are things like Brighton SEO, a lot of other conferences and meetups, Wired Sussex meetups, and a lot of other people putting on monthly meetups and things. And it's become a lot more social and a lot more collaborative. People meet at these things. And they meet like professional, future professional collaborators, which sounds like a really sort of cringy phase. So sorry for bringing it back to the cringe, but people are, using those sort of situations to collaborate and find like future working partners as well.
Yes.
I know what you mean. I've been to meetups before where, you know, I'm really adverse to business cards and that kind of thing. So,
yes.
You know, you come away with a whole bunch of business cards, but actually you haven't learned anything. You haven't met anyone that you've made like a connection with.
Yes.
You just had a few drinks and got, a load of things that you're going to put in the recycling.
You come home and all of a sudden your recycling bin has got a lot fuller.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Now I'm interested in looking at sort of what you do from a sort of career type angle, and the difference sort of between working in house versus the agency side or freelance. Mm. How do you think people can decide what suits them if they're sort of looking to move into this area?
I think it really depends on what kind of person you are, and I think this comes back to it comes a bit back to community and having a strong community of people. So my co-founders of Brighton Digital Women I met them 3 years ago because of Brighton Digital Women, and now they are two of my closest friends and most trusted friends. And I think it comes down to getting good advice from people who know you but also work in the same industry as you and understand the context of those things. But I think it also comes down to what you really want to achieve, like where you find your job satisfaction. Some people like to feel like they are building a brand consistently and working towards something for one big brand, and in-house really suits that. But for me personally, I chose to move to agency side because I really need variety of work.
Yeah.
For me, working in-house was like a 2-year kind of thing, and then I would be like, there's only so much more I feel like I can do. I think also at some point, depending on the organization you're in, moving agency side is best, or at least the fastest way to develop your knowledge and stay engaged and innovative.
Yeah.
Working in-house can be lonely, as I've said, and teams are typically quite a lot smaller. Less people understand what you're doing and why it matters to them. Sometimes it's just one person running the whole of digital marketing, which is what I've just finished doing. So I think fundamentally, we're working in digital in an age where you can kind of decide the way you work. So there's so many different options in terms of you can work in-house over a couple of different brands and stay engaged with that for a little while, like I was previously. Or you can work agency side and have an incredible amount of variety, but the pressure is quite a lot higher in terms of, you know, I've got 3 weeks worth of experience now, quite a seasoned professional agency person, not quite, but the work is much more consistently busy, to say
sure,
it.
Yeah.
So, and then freelance is something I've considered as well, and that works amazingly for some people, but I think that's a very particular kind of person. I'm not someone, I need people around me. It comes down to definitely who you are and I think what you want to achieve from your career, and the best way you like to work.
Yeah. Now, what about I'm just trying to think of the scenario where someone might have perhaps started off as being an in-house person and they have a manager and a boss, and then they move to possibly a bigger organization and find themselves managing a team. Mm. How does that work? I mean, what does, you know, how do you do that? And what does good leadership look like? How do you make that transition?
Yeah. Although I've previously managed one junior before, managing a whole team of really expert team members is actually like a new element of my role at Site Visibility. And it's really, really exciting to work with incredibly talented people. I think a fundamental part of running a digital team is looking for ways to make their lives at work better and to enable them to do their best work and enjoy it. I think, you know, there's a lot of strategy that comes from leading a team and making sure things connect up in terms of making sure each of your team members aren't siloing their work off. So a large part of what I'm doing is trying to connect things in a strategic way.
Yeah.
And I think, trying to help them work in unison with each other is a really key part of what I'm doing. And I think what any kind of manager would try and do.
Mm.
I've had managers before who've kind of thought,
you know, I'm the manager, I've got the job title and the position. So their needs and opinions and kind of ideas come first. And I've been on the kind of receiving end of that. I'm sure many other people have as well.
Yeah.
They weren't really looking to teach or guide me. And their objective was really to use the people in our team to make them look good. And actually, I believe really good management and leadership results in making your team look really good and receive the praise and the recognition and that kind of thing. I think really as a manager, you're there to support them, and yeah. you have to take ego out of it completely. You know, on the flip side, I've had people get really involved in what I'm doing. I've had managers who have been very like micromanaging, and that doesn't foster trust in the team either.
No.
And also it doesn't recognize that that person has been hired for a very particular set of skills, like Liam Neeson.
I have a particular set of skills.
Hopefully no one's getting like taken or killed or yeah, I just think that managers are there to help their team be happy and look yeah. good, and that's hopefully the kind of manager I will be here.
I'm sure you will be, Rachel. So if you had one top tip or takeaway for our audience today around this area of, you know, sort of a career in sort of, you know, agency SEO and all that sort of thing, what would it be?
I think in terms of career, like really top kind of line tip, I guess, is make sure you are in love with learning. Don't just tolerate it or put up with it. Like, you really have to fall in love with it, and especially in digital. You don't have to take outside of work if you don't want to, but I think embracing every opportunity you have to learn as part of your work is absolutely vital. Digital marketers of all different streams and industries, like, they have to love to learn. So yeah, and also any opportunity you get to teach someone else something is pure gold, because
yeah,
If you can't explain something simply, then you don't understand it well enough. And that's something that I try and remind myself of a lot.
Well, Rachel Finch, thank you very much for joining us. How can our listeners find out more about you?
I'm on most of the social medias. I'm at Real Rachel Finch on Twitter and at Finch Thoughts on Instagram, if you like pictures of cats, which we all do as digital marketers, obviously. And check out brightondigitalwomen.co.uk. If you're in Brighton, come along to our meetup on the 14th of May. Shameless plug here. I'm going to be talking and discussing about free speech online, a bit of trolling. And yeah, we're inclusive of all gender identities. So as long as you recognise the need to empower women in tech, then you're in. And I'm also speaking at Brighton SEO just after lunch about practical advice on how to succeed as a solo in-house digital marketer, which is somewhat out of date now, but that's what I'll be talking about.
That's fantastic. Okay, well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/IMPodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review. We're always open to questions and suggestions. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. We have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. That's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Rachel.
Thank you very much for having me, Andy.
Absolute pleasure. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.